Vengeance, Gangsta, R.I.P. to the Guru. Better yet, happy birthday, Guru. Primo, what's up?
Take this for example, young brothers want rep, cause in the life they're living, you can't have step. It starts with the young ones doing crimes for fun, and if you ain't down, you'll get played out, son. So let's get a car, you know I fly with. Get a dent, pull a screwdriver, and be all quick with the dope ride, yeah, and a rowdy crew. We could bag us a Benz and an Audi too, even a Jeep or van. We're getting ours, yo. Take a trip up the strip and be like Starzo. It doesn't matter if the cops be scoping, they can't do jack, that's why young brothers open to do anything, anywhere, any place. Buck wild in another court case, it's the code of the streets. They might say that we're a menace to society, but at the same time I say, why is it me? Am I the target for destruction? What about the system and total corruption? I can't work at no fast food joint, I got some talent, so don't you get my point? I'll organize some brothers and get crazy loot, selling D-R-U-G-S's and clocking dollars true. Cause the facto, yo, that suits me fine, I gotta have it so I can leave behind the mad poverty, never have it, always needed. If a sucker steps up, then I leave him bleeding. I gotta get mine, I can't take no shorts. And while I'm selling, here's a flash report. Organized crime, they get theirs on the down low. Here's the ticket, you wanna bet on a horse show? You got to be a pro, do what you know, when you're dealing with the code of the streets.
Back on Last Day Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, Sports Talk and Entertainment. Excellent. Shout out to my man, DJ Rampage, on the Wheels of Steel. Check him out on the Mix Show Madness podcast. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, pretty much everywhere. And he's on, I think he's on like 150 stations across the country. So my big bro, Rampage, is absolutely crushing it. I'm going to talk briefly about this topic, this specific topic. I'm going to FoxSports.com. In a move that links up leaders in the sports media landscape, Fox Sports and Barstool Sports have agreed to a wide-ranging collaboration, bringing together the industry's most prominent voices and high-profile influence to bolster coverage around college football, college basketball, and other Fox Sports properties, including creating unique content and a new daily studio show on FS1. We're excited to welcome Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports to the Fox Sports family. Dave has built a one-of-a-kind brand. It's definitely a one-of-a-kind brand that connects with the new generation of sports fans, authentic, bold, and original. Their unique voice and loyal fan base makes them a natural fit for our evolving multi-platform content strategy, said Eric Shanks, CEO and executive producer for Fox Sports. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk about the Black Tuesday at FS1. So Joy Taylor, who had been on FS1 for many years, she used to co-host with Colin Cowherd, and then she got her own series of programs and was moving up the industry. She had a show with Keyshawn Johnson and Paul Pierce. They got fired, so they canceled that show. Emmanuel Acho had a show with Shady McCoy and a couple of other dudes. That also got canceled. And then they had a morning show called Breakfast Ball. I know that Mark Schlereth was on that show. I don't usually rip other shows. That's not my shtick. That Breakfast Ball was one of the worst. That was one of the worst morning shows that I've ever seen or heard in my entire life. And I've been listening to sports talk radio since I was 7 years old. That's actually why I do the show. They could have got me and Jonesy to do that show. We would have done a significantly better job. I'm not really here necessarily to rip on hosts. I think that Emmanuel Acho has a lot of talents and he will land on his feet. I don't know if his talents are necessarily as a panel-based host. I actually think that Emmanuel Acho could go solo. He could be a person that does monologue radio. So I don't know if he fits in with three other dudes. I don't know if that's him. He should probably have his own show, whatever. Joy Taylor, I'm just not going to get into that. You can Google Joy Taylor. A lot of controversy with Joy Taylor. I will say that her personal podcast is very sexual and very vulgar. And I don't know if that fits into what Fox Sports One is trying to do with their network. I just don't know. Well, I didn't know that. But then they brought in Dave Portnoy, who, if you listen to Barstool Sports, now shout out to Gilly and Wallow, because they're on Barstool Sports. So I'm hoping and praying that they're going to get a whack at a morning show on FS1. That would be fantastic to see Gilly, who's come on this show way back in the day in the early stages of Million Dollars Worth of Game. I would love to see Gilly and Wallow have an opportunity. And I think it's ironic, because I was just saying that Joy Taylor is a little bit too raunchy in her own personal brand. And that's not consistent with what these network television programs are trying to structure themselves. But I'm actually wrong there, so I'm going to correct myself. Because if you look at Pat McAfee, you look at the Barstool content, this is content that's aimed at younger people. This isn't Generation X and millennial content necessarily. This is content more aimed at younger generations. I understand what FS1 is trying to do. Historically, the greats in sports talk radio are a bunch of middle-aged guys. I mean, you have, you know, Mad Dog, Chris Russo, who's phenomenal. You have Stephen A. Smith, Colin Cowherd, Jim Rome. Those guys are all mid-late 50s, early 60s. The Barstool crowd is younger, and this is the most important part. That crowd is getting into where they now have enough income where they're buyers. I say this all the time. People don't understand what content. You have to reach buyers. It's not about reaching a million people. It's about reaching a million buyers. Reaching a bunch of 18, 16-year-old kids, they don't got no money. They don't buy anything. If you're reaching people that are 30-ish, they're starting to make a little money. When you run those ads on FS1, you have buyers. And these new personalities, they curse. They talk smack. It's different. They're irreverent. It's not woke. The term woke, you don't have that. It's very raw, unedited content. I see the direction that FS1 is going. I think it's a very, very good move for them. So we'll see how that goes. Like I said, I want to see my guy Gilly get his own platform. And I'm not going to hate on Dave Portnoy, but he does, a lot of us know him for his pizza reviews, but Barstool has been a very successful outlet. They used to have a Sirius XM channel. They have shows that don't really do it the way that I would do it, but they have a huge fan base, and it's a hungry fan base, and I think they'll support FS1. I think that they'll be wildly successful, at least in the short term. Now, having David Portnoy on, because as part of his deal, he's going to be on the college football show. So sitting him next to Herb is going to be hilarious when Ohio State plays Michigan, because Dave Portnoy is not really a true sports guy. Urban Meyer, I don't, him and Urban Meyer at some point, there's going to be tension. There's going to be a couple of moments where I'm not really sure if Herb's going to come over the desk. As much of a, can I use the term red ass? as much of a high energy, you know, someone that burns hot as Urban Meyer is, that's going to be real interesting pairing him with David Portnoy. Because Portnoy has been known to get out of pocket with it. But I think it'll be good content. Ultimately, I'm very supportive of content. And hopefully with Barstool, unlike the history with FS1, that everybody won't be having sex with each other or soliciting each other for sex, because that usually ends badly in media or in whatever job you and I do. Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lions J Radio Network.
Summertime is here, oh, Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Hoagie Fest.
Get me some
Hoagie Fest. Wawa Hoagie Fest is here. We're mixing it up with hoagies, clubs, quesadillas, and more. All for $6 and under. Savor a summer of sandwiches and savings.
Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Gotta have a Wawa.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us. And keep your old phone, because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
Typical insurance for every senior.
I'm not actually a stereotypical senior. I just play one in cheesy health insurance commercials. In real life, I have Humana, because they see me. Listen to what I need. It's refreshing.
Humana.